Chapter 10. I didn't see Uriah Heep again until Agnes was leaving London. I was worried that she was going to marry him to save her father. I didn't want to make her unhappy, so I decided not to tell Agnes about Uriah's plan. I was on my own in London now. Steerforth had gone back to Oxford, and I could focus on learning about being a lawyer. A week after I started work, Mr. Spenlow invited me to dinner. He had one daughter called Dora. He took me to his house after work and told me that being a lawyer was the highest form of business a man could have. "The fate of England is in our hands," he told me. When we got to his house, Dora was there with her friend, Miss Murdstone. Mr. Spenlow told me that since his wife had died, Miss Murdstone had been acting as Dora's mother. I was very surprised because I knew what Miss Murdstone was like. After dinner, Miss Murdstone came to speak to me. "I know we have our thoughts about each other, but there is no reason for us to tell people about those thoughts now," she said. I didn't care about Miss Murdstone. All I could think about was Dora. I stayed at Mr. Spenlow's house that night and thought about how I would make Dora fall in love with me. The next morning, I went for a walk in the garden and met Dora. I could barely talk to her. She told me she had just come back from Paris and how lovely it was there. She told me how boring Miss Murdstone was and how she wanted to find her own friends. Eventually, Miss Murdstone came to take Dora to breakfast and then to church. I went with them both. I stayed at Mr. Spenlow's house until Monday when we went to work together. I couldn't concentrate on my work because I kept thinking about Dora so much. I didn't get invited to dinner again, and I didn't see Dora in London. I was unhappy, so I made plans to see my friend Traddles. I went to see him in a house that looked just like the one I had lived in with the Micawbers. Even the milkman asking the servant girl about the bill made me think of the Micawbers. Traddles was happy to see me. He told me that he was having money troubles. His uncle had died and the money he had been left in the will had paid for him to become a lawyer. He was working hard, but he wouldn't have much money until he was a proper lawyer. "I am engaged, but it will be a long time before I have enough money to get married," he said. "But my landlords, Mr. and Mrs. Micawber, are very good at keeping me company." I was surprised that I would get to see my old friends again. Just then, Mr. Micawber knocked at the door. He didn't recognize me at first. When he did, he called Mrs. Micawber to come and see him. I invited them all to come to my house for dinner. They came over later that night. Halfway through dinner, Steerforth's servant arrived to ask if Steerforth was with me. "He said he would be," he told me. "No, I think he is in Oxford," I told him. Steerforth's servant left to look for Steerforth. Mr. Micawber was very drunk. He started telling us all about his money troubles and asking what he should do. Mrs. Micawber went to lie down in my bedroom while Mr. Micawber made plans to get a new job. When they left, I stopped Traddles and told him not to lend the Micawbers any money. "I don't have anything to lend him," Traddles told me. "But he could get you to sign a loan for him," I said. "I already have," Traddles said. I was worried about Traddles. But as they left, Steerforth came in. I was pleased to see him, even after what Agnes had said. He asked me for something to eat. I told him that his servant had come looking for him. Steerforth was angry when I told him, so I asked if Emily had got married yet. I don't know. I haven't seen them for a while, but I do have a letter for you, he said, giving me a letter from Peggotty. I opened the letter and read it. Mr. Barkis was sick and was not going to live very much longer. I told Steerforth that I had to go to Yarmouth and see Peggotty. I have just come from Yarmouth. I don't want to go back there so soon, Steerforth told me. Instead, he planned to go to see his mother. We made plans to visit his mother the next night and then go to Yarmouth the day after. As I was going to bed, I found a letter from Mr. Micawber. He had lost everything. Everything was being taken away from him. Not only his belongings, but all of Traddles' things were being taken as well. I was even more worried about Traddles than before. Micawber would be fine. He always got out of these situations, but I knew that Traddles would find it harder. It would also take longer for Traddles to get married too.